Torahway, Northwest London, Monday, Chof Dalad Ador, the 8th of March, Rav Shaul Steinberg, Shlita, subject is Loi Tilbash.
Good morning. As the subject, as just said, is Loi Tilbash, but more specifically, I'd like to talk about looking in mirrors. Looking into a mirror, which is actually one of the dinim of Lo Yilbash, I specifically like to talk about that subject. So it starts from a Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Mishnah Avodah Zarah. The Mishnah talking about having a haircut from a goy. Are you allowed to have a haircut from a goy? And the Mishnah says, Ein mistaprin behem. You're not allowed to take a haircut from a goy, b'chol mokim, wherever you are. That's what a mirror holds. Why? Because goyim are choshed, goyim are suspect to kill Yidden. They hate Yidden, and we suspect them to want to kill us. You're under his mercy. He's got the blade. He's cutting your hair, and there's nothing holding him back from killing the person who he's giving the haircut to. And in fact, the whole Gemara over there, those two daf in the Gemara Avodah Zarah there, is discussing all different situations where goy is choshed to kill people. A goyisha doctor, a goyisha midwife, a wet nurse, because when the yid is vulnerable to the situation and he's under the mercy of the goy is choshed to wanting to kill the yid. So therefore the Mishnah says, Rameya holds, you're not allowed to take a haircut from a goy at all. And Chachamim say, in the Shusarabim it's mutter. When you're in public area, then it's mutter. Why? Because the goy obviously is not going to kill anybody in front of everyone. So the Shosu Abim is mutter. In the quiet streets, it's asa. And we're not going to go into Hilchas haircut now. That's a whole discussion in its own right. Why today we do take haircuts from goyim. But that is the machloikas from men, the chachamim. Can one take a haircut from a goy in at all or not? Now, it says the Gemara over there, Daf Chof Tesa Madalev, that although one does not take a haircut, if one wants to take a haircut, he could do it in front of a mirror. That means he sits there looking in the mirror while the goy is cutting his hair. Says Rashi, why? What's the point of a mirror? Says Rashi, because when you're looking in the mirror and you are to see in mistapir yofet, to see if the person is doing a good job, and you're watching, he's doing the back line, the front line, everybody's got their little quirks about what they want from a haircut. And you're watching him carefully to see that he does the job well. So the guy watches and sees this person cares so much about his haircut. He says, probably this person is an Adam Choshev. He's a Choshev mensch. Why would he care about his haircut? Obviously, in those days, people didn't care too much about their hair. And if he did care, then obviously this person is a Choshev person. And therefore, says Rashi, Misyori Lahorga, he's scared to kill him. Because that comes out also throughout the Gemara over there, that goyim like killing Yidden, not choshev Yidden. Obviously they're scared to get in trouble. The guy is a choshev procedure, as a person, a member of society. They're not going to kill it because they can get in trouble. So therefore, by you looking in the mirror and showing the goy how much you care that the haircut is important, therefore the goy thinks you're Adam choshev. And if he thinks you're an Adam choshev, that he won't kill you. And that's one of the heterium of having a haircut, and if you do it in front of a mirror. Says Tosus on that Gemara from the Yerushalmi, that is only when the barber is a goy, because goyim are choshed to kill. But if the barber would be a kuti, right? We know kutim are throughout Shas, was a member, a part of Klal Yisrael, which were part for some time in Klal Yisrael. There were quasi gerim, the machlokes if there were gerim, but today they have a din like goyim. But they've got a shame the atzmon, they're a member of the kutim. Certain sect, kutim. They're not choshud to kill people. They don't kill. Even though they might keep all the avirus in the Torah, but the killing, they don't do. Therefore, when you have a haircut from a barber with a kuti, one can't look in the mirror. Because it's not necessary. You don't need to pretend to be choshud. You don't need to pretend to care about your haircut. Because he's a kuti, he's not going to kill you anyway. It's only a goy who you're scared going to kill you. You need to show him that you're choshud. But a kuti is not someone who's going to kill you. And therefore, you're allowed to have the haircut and you're not to look in the mirror. That's one piece of Yerushalmi. Another piece from Yerushalmi, says Tosus, shall be Beis Rabbi Gamliel hitiru. Beis Rabbi Gamliel was the household of the Nisim, right? They were the Nisim, and Gamliel was the Nasi. And their household, they were allowed to look into mirrors. Why? Because they were cooking the malchus. They were close to the kingdom. And the Mefarshim explained, because they had regular meetings with the kings, regular meetings with the different ministers, they had to look smart. They had to look well-dressed. And therefore, they had a special heter that they are allowed to look into mirrors. So we have two places where there's a heter to look in a mirror. You're having a haircut from a goy, not a kuti, because a kuti, no worry about a kuti, a haircut from a goy. And if you're close to the malchus, you need to look smart, you need to look well-dressed, then you're allowed to look into a mirror, says Tosfos. It would be mashma from there. But otherwise, one is not allowed to look in a mirror. That's it. It's also only allowed to look in the mirror in special cases of heter. But otherwise, generally, one should not look in the mirror, says Tosfos. And why? Based on the pasuk, lo yilbash gever simlas isha. A man, it's a pasuk parshas Kitzetze, a man is not allowed to wear the clothes of a woman. Not allowed to wear the clothes of the woman. So how does that get to a mirror? Says Tosfos, if you look at the Targum over there, the Targum says, the metargum lo yisakin gever besikune itza. A male is not allowed to be masaking himself, which would mean touch himself up, improve on himself, smarten himself, besikune itza, in the same way as a woman would touch himself up. Why can people look in the mirror? Because there's that bit of, they want to smarten themselves up, make sure the hair is in the right curl and the ears are straight, whatever it's going to be that they think they can improve when they look in the mirror. So that's what he's doing, and that's something similar to what a woman would do. Women look in the mirror. And therefore, by looking in the mirror, it's the same concept as wearing women's clothes. Like, you're not allowed to wear women's clothes because of this issa to be like them. You're also not allowed to look in the mirror in the same way because you're doing a tikkun. Not wearing anything. You're doing a tikkun like they would do. Now, Rav Moshe Feinstein points out that if you look in the halacha in the Shulchan Aruch, when it's brought down, this halacha of not looking in the mirrors, it doesn't even say that when you look in the mirror, you're doing anything. It doesn't say, when you look in the mirror, don't do anything. It says you're not even allowed to look in the mirror. Even the looking alone is already the lav of lo yisakin. And why? So Moshe says because the very act of looking in the mirror is a feminine, is a maisa noshim. That's what women do. It's irrelevant if they're actually going to do something in the end based on that looking in the mirror. Even they don't do anything in the end. But it's the looking in the mirror, the caring about themselves, the way they look, and caring about these little things to touch themselves up, that is a ma'aseh noshim, and that is what the Torah asks us. He says, you know, we always count, it's interesting how he puts it in the Tshuva, he says, we say, she looks in the mirror for X amount of time. Right, so you see that why we say she looks in the mirror for X amount of time? Because we view it as a way of smartening oneself, and making oneself look good. And therefore, that very act of looking at oneself in the mirror, even if one doesn't do anything, that is also, and that is a lav. That's a lav in the Torah, the way the Torah seems to say, and the Mepesim seems to say, it's a lav in the Torah, you're not allowed to even look in the mirror. But Torah carries on. And Torah says there are certain cases where you are allowed to look in the mirror, where it's not for touching oneself up to do like mice and noshim, to be like a woman, but rather that you do it for other purposes. Torah says if you've got an eye infection, right, you need to see eyes. Well, how are you going to see eyes without looking in the mirror? So obviously there you're allowed to look in the mirror to see oneself, because you're not looking for tikkuni noshim, not a maisa noshim. It's rather just to make sure that you to see what's going on in the eye. An eyelash falls in or something. Or Tosfos says if somebody wants to give himself a haircut, you want to give yourself a haircut, you don't want to cut yourself, so you're allowed to look in the mirror. The Yochin of Mishnah says, interestingly, you're allowed to look in the mirror in order to make sure that you're not maluchlich, you're not dirty. Right? You think you've got crumbs or you think you're a mess, then you're obviously allowed to look in the mirror, because not being a mess is not a ma'aseh noshim. Right? Not being a mess is just menschlichkeit. And therefore, you're obviously allowed to look in the mirror to make sure that you are look menschlichtig. That the Yochid brings that as well. It says nowadays that the Kavod HaMilchamim is so down that he should even be more careful to look smart. Right? Maybe that's where Slabodka comes from. Make sure that the Chavim looks smart. But yes, he brings that in the Kavod as well, because it's all not Ma'aseh Noshim, because you're not improving on yourself, you're just making sure you look menschlich. It could be another one I thought of is looking in a tefillin mirror, right? Make sure that your tefillin is straight. Because obviously, again, you're not doing it to look smart, you're doing it just to keep the mitzvah tefillin. Tosfos finishes, says, the Lashon of Tosfos is, Uboichin libois hu yodea. The one who discerns the heart, he knows. Meaning, lots of people might be looking in the mirror to maybe straighten the tefillin, or at the same time, they want to see everything else. So Tosfos says, who you dare, the one who discerns the heart, he knows why you're looking in the mirror. You make sure when you look in the mirror, you've got the right intention in mind. Don't fool yourself into thinking, yeah, I'm looking in the mirror because I have to see if there's anything in my eye. At the same time, you're looking and doing everything else. And remember, meanwhile, as where we're up to now, according to Tosfos, it's a laugh. It's a proper laugh. And therefore, there's no messing around.
The Makur of the Malchus and the Rov, who's checking Talmud Chacham, yeah, he could get somebody else to check. He doesn't have to check it himself in the mirror. He'd get somebody else to check that he looks smart. No.
I hear. Maybe by the time you finish it, we'll have a shtick and answer for what you're saying. But you're right, why does it have to be doing for the lad? I've got a different question.
Remember,
if
he's on his own in the house and he's going to
The point is, the fact he wants to look okay is not loyal bash in that situation. Doesn't matter how he does it.
You also suggest that would be a loyal bash.
Yes, should be looking at. I hear. Very nice. Okay, maybe, because it's the point of trying to look as smart as possible. So it's different how you do it. Take a photo of yourself and then sort some digitalized photo. But I think by the time we finish, we'll see that there's another basic question over here. Okay, let me just bring out one more nafka minna before we come on to this very difficult question over here. And that is, the Ramah brings, there was a minhag that in order to improve one's eyesight, one stared into a mirror. I don't know if that scientifically has any meaning.
It's not even by the Kiddush.
Sorry?
Abdullah the Sfardim.
Ah, right. Okay, but then you don't see yourself properly. It's a sort of see some sort of shade. But there was a mirror to make a minute to actually look and stare into a mirror, and it made the eyesight better. There's a remark, clearly that again, it's a refuah, it's not to improve one's appearances. But there's a basic question on Tosfos, which maybe we hope you'll come to answer that, what you're asking as well, is that if it's allowed, so what's the heta over here for Beis Yom Gamliel and for somebody who's having a haircut to look in the mirror? Meaning, somebody who's having a haircut, why is he allowed to look in the mirror? So you're going to throw at me, it could be quack nefesh. If he doesn't look in the mirror, the barber's going to slit his throat and he's going to kill him, right? But so who asked you to have a haircut to Magoi? There's no heta. Go have a haircut to Magoi, say it's be quack nefesh, and then be got over your lab of looking in the mirror and looking to see how smart you are in order to convince the Goy how choshev you are. What's the heta to put yourself in that matzav of needing to be over on the lab of looking in the mirror? There is no such heta to put yourself in such a matzav. And also, if we're going to be saying Gamliel, what was their heta? So you could pull out the Pekuach Nefesh card there again and say, they were close to Malchus, and they had to get on well with the king. Maybe, but you'd have to say it was done only in Pekuach Nefesh situations. What's the heta to do it when one needs to do it? Tosfos seems to learn it's a lab on the one hand, but on the other hand, although it's a lab, if there's a certain need for it, you're allowed to do it. What is that heta that you're allowed to just whenever you need to look in the mirror? Okay, so I've said Tosfos is mahalach, but I'll say there's another mahalach of you, the Ram. The Ram says like this, he goes back to the original pasuk. What does the pasuk say? Lo yilbash gever simlas isha. A man is not allowed to wear the clothes of a woman. She says that lav only applies when it's uniquely a woman's garment. It's uniquely noshim, shal noshim. If it's also men do it, although it's maybe normal, more normal for women to do it, but men have also started doing such a minhag, then it do not over on the lav of Yil Bashkeva Simas Isha. It has to be something unique to women. As soon as men are starting to be noyeg that way as well, although it's a mice emotion, that is not, you're not over on the lav of lo yilbash geve simnas isha. That's how he says. Now, there is a shaila. How do you create such a minhag? That means, if it was uniquely women's, and then men started, who's men? Which men started it? How do they start it? Are goyim included in that? Can we include that goyim do it? And then we'll knock out 90% of 99% of uniquely women thing, right? Because we're going to do a lot of the stuff. Or do we say it's dafka women? The Prisha is mistapik about that. Kuvayga brings the Prisha. Maybe it's dafka yidon. Only what yidon are noig, yiddish men. When yiddish men are noig bit to do what the women do, then you don't have any more the lab of lo yilbash geves simas isha. But that would need to be discussed and need to be understood exactly how to create such a minhag. But akaponim, the yisoid of the Ran is that when it's not unique to women, men also do it, even though it's be'etzem, in what it is a Maisa Noshim. There's no lav of Liyul Bashkeva Simas Isha. But, says the Ran, even though there's no lav, right, although there's no lav, but Chaveirim, that means Prushim, Chasidim, Choshev people will, on Makpid, not to do it. They have a hakpada, there is a minhag chasidus, not to do it, even though men do it, because it's still a maaseh nashim. So there's a mokrim to be machmir not to do it, but there's no lav anymore of l'yigid bashkeva simnas isha. I remember the Beis Yosef actually brings, when he brings the Ran, and he says that there was a minhag chasidim, not to do things, he says that, we'll come to it in a moment. One second, I'm sorry, let me come back to the subject. So says the Ran, we have to learn that our sugya is talking about where, although looking in a mirror is a woman, Maisa Noshim, but it's not unique to women. We're talking about over here where, in the case where lots of men also look into the mirror. Men also do. It's not a Maisa Shal Gevorim, it's a Maisa Shal Noshim, but men also do. Some of them, you don't need a lot, it doesn't sound like you need a lot. Some men also do, and therefore it's not unique anymore to women. Once it's not unique anymore to women, then we're not discussing bechlan in our sugya that the issa of a lav of l'il bashkeva simas isha. Because we're talking about in our sugya where men also look in the mirror. It's normal for men also to look in the mirror. And in such a case, we've crept away from the original lav, and now we're moving into the world of min chaverim, min chasidim, min prushim, these choshev people, but not anymore in the world of the lav. That's how the Ran understands our sugya. And therefore, he says that our Gemara is talking about where it's normal for men, also some men at least, to look in the mirror. So there's a min chaverim. Says the Gemara, even though there's a min chaverim not to look in the mirror, but if you're taking a haircut from the goy, then you're allowed to look in the mirror, even if you're a chaver, even if you're Porush, because at the end of the day you have to be careful in one's own life. But we're not being over on the lab anymore. You're just being makel on this extra minig Porush.
When we say that once men who also look in mirror, then it doesn't come from the Yabash. Does that make sense? How that started with Jewish men?
Yeah, so as I was saying, the Prisha clears that. Is it Torah on Jewish men, or is it Torah even on Goyim? That means, if do we say once Goyim have started doing it, then already it's not unique to women, or it's only women, it's only Yidden, only for Yidden actually are starting to women. Yes, the Prisha clears that. Kvegelis b'tzarchion, I say it's a whole discussion in its own right, because once we say that we've lost the whole Issa today, because there's very little.
Well, how do you get to that point?
Oh, and also, it's only Toyin on Eden, so how do you ever Eden start? How did they start? So the preacher says, we're talking about where lots of Eden suddenly started doing it, and therefore it automatically became Mutter suddenly. That means, I don't know, you'd have to make a pact. Monday morning we'll start. Or maybe some of them started the Issa and eventually evolved to become a Heter. Maybe Prisha's discussing that. I mean, it's a bit difficult that then we're making out that the whole thing has to start by Issa, which is difficult stuff for me. I'm going, he needs to be talking about that point.
Isn't there a concept that Lo Yilbash is only also if his kavon is Lisara Ben
Roshim? So we'll get there. Yeah. So based on that Yisoid, and there were more brings than that Yisoid. There are more actually Paskans, where most of us are more people. There are more Paskans that Yisoid. That's why we'll make a lot of things we do nowadays, after shape perfume and different types of things we do nowadays, which cause it's become already a minig amongst men. We don't know where it started, but it became a minig amongst men. Once it's not anymore uniquely a woman's thing, but maybe it's not allowed, and that's why we are tachanoig. People look in the mirrors, people use different items which might be be'etzem and ma'aseh noshim, because of this Ran, which the Ramah Paskans, that it's not anymore a lo yilbashkeva simas isha, maximum it's a chaverim, a minig chaverim. So what I want to say is that the Beis Yosef says that brings an interesting thing, that even though nowadays people look in mirrors, and therefore it's not allowed to look in a mirror, rather just a minig chaverim, says the Beis Yosef, but he brings from one of the svarim, that whenever he used to look in the mirror, when he needed to look in the mirror, that means whatever reason you need to look in the mirror, you see look in his eyes or something, he used to cover his whole face, make a little round hole around his eye, and look in the mirror that way. Because the min chaverim is not to look in the mirror. That means we've said it's not a lav, because it's not a unique for women, but it might say min chaverim, so therefore he used to cut out a hole in a beged in order to look in the mirror that way without having to see himself at all in the mirror, because now we know there was a minig by many gedolim not to ever look at themselves, not to look in the mirrors, not to see themselves, because it is a minig chaverim to be careful about it. And the Ran explains, Beis Rabban Gamliel in the same way. We said that Beis Rabban Gamliel was had a heter to look in the mirror because they were Kor of the Malchus. And because they're Kor of the Malchus, they need to make sure they're smart, says the Ran. If it would have been uniquely a man's thing, and it would have been a mamash alav, like Yilbashkev, says the Ran, there's no way Beis Rabban Gamliel would be mutter. But again, there's a man of Beis Rabban Gamliel already then, men were looking in the mirrors, and therefore it wasn't a real lav, it's only a minute chaveirim. And in order to be matter it for the Kor of the Malchus, the Nesim, therefore they were matter it for them, or even though b'etzem et menig chavim. Oh, so therefore we're coming back now to a machlokes Ran and Tosfos. According to Tosfos, there is no such thing. Anything which is a ma'isa noshim is also for everyone. And it's the lav, it's the real the lav and the Torah, and therefore it's also complete. And only what we saw in Tosfos, there are various cases where there is a heter, such as when someone taking a haircut or shall be some gonio. According to the Ran, if it would be a real lav, then we wouldn't be allowed to do it. Even if you need a haircut or you're close to be some gonio. Rather, we have to be talking about over here where the minig anyway was that men looked into the mirrors, and therefore it wasn't uniquely a ma'aseh noshim, because it wasn't uniquely a ma'aseh noshim, therefore it's not allowed, it's only minig chasidus, that's why it's mutter. But we'll come back to the original question, and that's what we asked before. If according to Tosfos, it's a lav over here, therefore why is it mutter to look in the mirror when you're having a haircut and be over on the lav? And as we said, we can't say pikuach nefesh, because what's the heta in the first place to have the haircut and therefore have to look in the mirror? Don't have that haircut, then you won't need to be over on the lav. If it's a real lav, it's not just a menu chaveri, menu chasidim, what is the heta of looking in the mirror when you're having a haircut? Or shall be some gamliel?
What did the Quran do? The key of what the Maharaz Hatzorot? I'm standing in front of it.
Yeah, I don't know how clear could they see themselves. Huh? How clear could they see themselves? I had a few questions about it. I don't know why did they give the Maharaz service? The Noshim didn't need it anymore?
I don't know. Yeah, but
I'm not also copper. It's so clear you could see in copper. Yeah, but I suppose it didn't look properly maybe. Nothing wrong with seeing a shade of yourself. It's not a... We're talking about where you're specifically looking to see how well one's smart.
You're standing there watching it.
The Maharaz HaTzovos were probably melted down.
There's a machlokes about it, I think. I think yes. Some holes that it was banged together because Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to keep it in the tzura that it was as a mirror, remember the original mirrors. Yeah. I think some holes it was melted down. Yeah?
And it kept the original size.
So, as you pointed out, to the Chayu, you have to say like this. The Issa of Lo Yilbash, Geva Simnas Isha, is, although it's the Issa of doing Maise Noshim, as we said, even just looking in the mirror, even though you've not done anything, just looked in the mirror, already been over on Lo Yilbash. But we'll have to say that the side of the Issa is Kedei, as he pointed out, Kedei Lis'ariv Im Noshim. That means that the point is the Kavona. Why are you doing this Maisa Noshim? What is your matora? What is your kavona? What is the purpose of the whole thing that you're doing? If the purpose of the whole thing you're doing is to save one's life, as we have in the Gemara over here, to make sure that the barber doesn't slit your throat while he's giving you a haircut, and if you're looking in the mirror to make him perceive that you're Adam Choshen that cares so much, that if you're not doing it to be like the Noshim, you're not doing it to do a Maisa Noshim. Rather, what you're doing, you're just showing him that you care in order for him to realize you're Adam Choshev. Beis Rabban Gamliel were not doing it in any way to do a Ma'aseh Noshim. They just needed to be as similar, as smart as possible, so when they go see the Malchus, therefore the Malchus should receive them. That is not the Issa of Lo Yilbash. The Issa of Lo Yilbash is where you have the Matorah in order to be like them. If you're not having, you don't have the matorah in order to be like them, then you see the according to Tosfos, you're also not over on the lav. You're also not over on the lav, and therefore that's why the Tosfos held over his mutter. The Ran didn't learn like that, because the Ran learnt that you would have been also a lav over here. The only way the Ran understood our sugya was that you we're talking about over here where it's not uniquely a woman's minhag. It's also men do it. Because the Ran understood, Sofdova, you want to look smart, and you're doing something which is similar to them, that's the Issev Lo Yilbash. Tosfos understood that the Kavona behind it, the Matorah, the reason to why you're doing it, the reasoning actually makes it therefore not the original laugh. It is Various kudas based on Tosfos. That means although we don't paskin like Tosfos, we paskin like the Ran, and the Ran's teretz that it depends if it's uniquely a man thing or uniquely a woman thing or not. But there is we do hold of the yisoid of Tosfos that something when you do it with not with the mator, not with the kavana to be like them, then it's mutter. The Rishach brings it on a simakopay base, let's say, that if a woman wants to wear, or a man wants to wear a woman's clothes, to protect them from the sun, or from the rain, caught in the rain. So you don't want to get wet, so you want to put over yourself a woman's coat, if you're willing to put up with the embarrassment of running through the streets with a woman's coat, in order not to get wet, then you're allowed to, because, says the Rishach, for the same this concept that if the matara, if the kavana is not to be like them, then it's mutar. And we had just now also in Hilchos Purim, Tofesh Shadivov, the law says that there is many who hold that a man is allowed to dress up like a woman likes to dress up like a man for Simchas Purim. Now there it's a much bigger chiddush, because then why is he getting dressed up? Because he wants to look like a woman. That's part of Simchas Purim, because it's supposed to be part of the Simcha to look like them. So therefore it's even a bigger chiddush, shall we say now. Till now we're saying, if you're smartening yourself up, it's mutar, as long as you're matara, your kavana, not to be like them. Now we're saying, even if you're matara, it's to be like them. But the reason why you want to be like them, it's just for Simchas Purim, but not because be'etzem you have any intent to be like them. Just for Simchas Purim, that's why you're allowed to, there are more holds you're allowed to. The Mishnah Berurah brings on the spot from the Taz, from the Bach, that one shouldn't do it on Purim, one should be machmeh about it, because although, maybe based on this svara, that although the kavana makes it not an issa, but here you still want to be like them. Just the kavana is the Simchas Purim is the kavana. But it's worse than our sugya. Our sugya, you're not even trying to be like them at all. You're just doing something similar to them. Over there in Purim, you're actually trying to be like the women. But the Shach does say one more thing. The Shach says, even if a person doesn't intend to be like them, and therefore it's mutter, but if he says, if he dresses up complete from head to toe like a woman, then you can't anymore say, I don't intend to be like them. You've completely turned over your tzura, then the mice of turning over that then about it would be awesome. We're only discussing looking in the mirror, wearing some of the clothes, putting a woman's coat on, these type of things, where it should also be awesome. Then we're saying it depends. If you want to be like them, then it's awesome. And if not, if you have an ulterior motive, then it's mutter. Masha Inkin, if you're completely dressed up from head to toe, then it would be awesome even if your matora is for something else, your motive is for something else, at the end of the day, you look like them, you're behaving like them, that's already definitely the issa of Lo Yilbash.
When I was engaged in Shiva, I remember now, they forbade mirrors in all the bedrooms. I have checked.